השם אל מוישה השם אל מוישה אמר לכהנים ואומרת עליהם לנפש איתנו בעל אמר לכהנים בארון ואומרת עליהם זה אקסטר פוסק אמר לכהנים בארון ואומרת עליהם רשי says אמר ואומרת להזיר גדולים על הקטנים זה ספשייל הלוכה that the כהנים cannot be מתאמה their kids כל התרגול הזה איסור to ספיר you're not allowed to feed a kid חזיר here's a special הלוכה להזיר גדולים על הקטנים that you're not allowed to be מתאמה קוטן זה היה בחקיר מה זה דפשט Why are you not allowed to metame the cotton? Because the cotton has to keep his alochas. So the Torah wants that you be in charge of him. Or, like a kohen is not allowed to be nitma, he has to be charged that the kids will also not be nitma. It's a special alocha, the Ainu. Is a mitzvah not that the kids will not be nitma? Or is it, maybe I'll say it better, is the isu not to metame the kids? Like you're not allowed to metame yourself, you're not allowed to metame your kids. Or, not that it's an issur not to metame your kids, you have to look after the halacha of the kids. So where was the nafkamina? My son was sick. 13 years ago, it was pikuach nefesh, about to die. So then we had to go to the hospital. The only hospital we could have gone was Adasa. Kriyanim don't go into Adasa, it's full with Mason. It's full with Mason. So the Kohanim can't go into the Hadassah. Oh, but the doctor's talking, if you don't bring him in, he will die. So it's a pikuach nefesh. Val it's a pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is derek on a terekula. So I don't have to go with him. My wife can go in. My wife is not a Kohen, she's a Kohenis. But I told my wife, she also can't go in. Because it's a Isur lehazik gedolim al haktanim. So she can't push the carriage in. I said, we'll take a goy. We'll hire a Palapinian. She will push the carriage in. She'll be over on the Isur if metame. She'll be over on the Isur if metame. So, enech nami is pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to metame the kid as pikuach nefesh. The kid is allowed to go in. But the same thing, every Lamash, if you had to put on the light in Shabbos, and the goy could put it on, you tell the goy. So if you have to metame a kid, and you could tell the goy to metame the kid, so tell the goy to metame the kid, don't be metame yourself. So I said, oh, hire a goy, and I asked him, Choshev Tamid HaChomim, and he said, yeah, for sure, you have to hire a goy, that the goy will metame the kid. That the goy will metame the kid. Rabbi Eliashiv said to me, no. Rabbi said, the issur is not to metame the kid. The issur is to look after the halachas of the kid. And while the kid has a pikuach nefesh and he's allowed to go in, so it's no problem to bring him in. I learned it's a separate halacha. Like I'm not allowed to metame myself, I'm not allowed to touch you. Now, I don't have pikuach nefesh to do it, I can tell a guy to do it. Rabbi Eliashiv learned that the issur to metame was to keep the halachas of the kid. Mele, you're allowed to go in, you see, my wife is allowed to go in and push the baby in. So my son was besupik what to do, and my chidush says, Efshon ishtazay, and sometimes the chachom will mask him. And Rabbi Yashu said, you could. So my son, some told me, why not to try to be machmo yuchumre? But I forget, I was mehada to do, kechol asher yerucho, that this would be the schus. Baruch Hashem, it helped. Posuk is mamshich, and it's a very shver posuk. Kim l'sheiro yakorov elov le'imoi ve'le'ovi. He's allowed to be nitma the kohen to his mother and his father. First mother, then father, then son, daughter, and brother. And sister. Then the pasuk says about Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to be nitma, not on his father, not on his mother. So the Mefoshim shtel, why it says le'imoy ve'le'oviv, a Kohen is allowed to be nitma to mother and father. Alamol, a father comes before a mother, like you see later, to his son, to his daughter, and to the brother. Why it says mother before the father? And by a Kohen Gadol it says the opposite. He's not allowed to be nitma to the father and the mother. So it says first not to be nitma to the father and then not to be nitma to the mother. So the Daskenim from Bala HaTesfes is oimed in it. And he says, loizu afsu. The Kohen is allowed to be nitma to his mother and even to his father. Mother is pshite. She's for sure his mother. Of a father, maybe it's not his father. Chazoke. Roibi is Sahar Abba. So the Torah is Mechadesh. Loimi boy, that he's allowed to be nitma to his mother. He's allowed to be nitma even to his father. Mashaykin Bakoyin Gadol. He's not allowed to nitma to his father and even to his mother. Because not to the father is a less chidush from not to the mother. Not to the father is not so sure that he's your father. Even to the mother, that you're sure that he's your mother, you're not allowed to be nitma. As I said, the Daskenim from Bala HaTesfes. That's a beautiful vault. The Maariv Diskin was mechaber to himself. And everyone developed as a famous vault. And the Kasha developed for it. And I found that the Bor brings down, it's Tshuva Sarashba. Doesn't make sense. You tell the Kohen Gadol, you're allowed to be nitma to your mother, and not even to the mother, even to your father. Your mother, for sure, is your mother. I mean, the father, maybe it's not your father. Even so, you're allowed to be nitma. Fashteinish. If it's not my father, I'm not a Kohen, so for sure I'm allowed to be nitma. What does the Tzaddik say? Your mother, for sure, you're allowed to be nitma because it's your mother. Your father, you're not so sure if it's your father. You know, even so, I let you to be nitma. And the Tzaddik that it's not my father is Nishkin Kohen. Alright, why are you not masking? Because maybe she was mezana with a Kohen. First, it's a sugya. So any person maybe can be nitma to his father, maybe his mother was mezana to his nitma with a Kohen, yeah? But because it's a sugya in Ksubas, if you remember, we learned that the Zalim Yuchas Achov, the Rashi with the Ritva there, Pasha is the Isur Kihu, is no Isur Tume if you don't know who is your father. What? The Rashbos asks the Kasha, and the Rashbos says, "Ve'ein zekushya le'mevinim." Avada, it's not so clear that he's his father. Avada, he's a Kohen, and we know that it's his father. Oh, but even so, when you nitma, I had a son kedai to only to a mother that is a vada, and not to a father that is a chazoka. Not that it's a tzad that he's not a father. He says, it's belong as you have to laugh the kilups. I'll explain to you why, because the Velt says over, we said it over in Shir once, the Vitz from Reb Chaim. The Gemara says, if the father asks for a cup of water, and the mother asks for a cup of water, so who you give the water? So the Gemara says, you give to the father. Because ato v'imcho chayovim b'chvoy novicho. For Reb Chaim, the mother is a vaday, the father is a suffolk. So give the mother. So Reb Chaim said, if I give the mother, I told her she was mezana, it's nishkin kibud aveir. This is what Reb Chaim answered. When they asked Reb Chaim when he was a kid, how the Gemara says, Abba oimer kasmayim ve'ima oimer kasmayim, give to the father because atlo ve'imcho, forget the mother is a vada, the father is a son. So here's the shayla, noch the Rashbo, could be, there's no shaykhis. Not that I have a tzad that is not my father, but there's a thing that vaday becomes before son. Chleisnish. Posik is mamshich. ואמרת להם איש אוי ואימוי קים לשרע הקולב לאימוי לאוי לבנוי לביטוי לא יקרחו קורחו בראשום ובאסקונם לא יגליחו ובבשורם לא יסרטו סרוטס וכיין הם not allowed to shave on a mess, they're not allowed to scratch on a mess, they're not allowed to take off their payas. So every bocher knows that these psukim, that you're not allowed to shave your payas, and you're not allowed to take off your beard, here it says, you're not allowed to make a kocho al haroish, you're not allowed to make a srita, it's not only bakoyan. Every yid is not allowed to take off his payas, every yid is not allowed to be seichet srita al hames, everyone learned makis, everyone knows the halachas. And the Gemara in Yevomis and in Makis says why there's two parshas, one by Koyanim, one by Yisrael, and we learn out one from each other. But for sure, the pshat, when you start to learn parshas of Shavua, emor el ha-Koyanim bnei Aroi, v'amarto aleim le-nefesh lo-itam, ho-kim le-sheikh ha-korov olov, lo-yikrichu korcho b'roishom, u-pe askonom le-egaleichu, b'psorom lo-yitmedu sorotetz. You're right, droshes chazal had all the droshes. But why the pasuk falls on Koyanim? Hari, it's an issue to everyone to take off the payas. It's an issue to everyone to make a srita al hames. It's an issue. It's a riddle. You know, if you ask a little bacher, you should be sifte. What are you learning? He tells you, you learn makis. It's a famous riddle. You ask them. If you're learning makis, how a person could do one aveira and be chayav 6 million malkas. How you could do one aveira and chayav 6 million malkas. The Torah says, if you make one srita in the whole Holocaust, so 6 million people, so the Gemara says, chayav al kol meis v'meis. So maybe if you make a srita and the people that died in the Holocaust, you get 6 million malkas. But we call him again, so what is the shaykhs? So the Mario Diskin says a beautiful word. In Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, is mevur a couple times, why are you not allowed to take off the payas? Time in the crow. About there's more reasons. Why are you not allowed to make srita v'korcho? Shechein hoyo minag koimrei avodezore sheloim. This is what they did. The priests, this is the way they shaved. Shaved clothing Rambam. Shu tispeires avodezore sheloim. The Rambam is on the posuk, v'izgoydedu baramochim, v'eliyohu, says they were hitting themselves. This was a mimic. Zog the Mario Diskin, why? In the old days, you know, they didn't have private showers. Everyone went to Beis HaMelechetz. We go to a mikveh. Everyone went. The priests, you know, when you walk in the street, they have that black gown that they wear with a funny hat. Everyone knows that he's a priest. He gets the respect from everyone that is walking in the street. When they went to rinse, no one knew who they are. So no one treated them. So they had special shaving. Everyone knew the priest is here, the galach is here, and they gave him the cover. Kikdoi shimatem, zog the Mario Diskin. A yid has to look a mechumadik a yid, even without clothes. You have to see him that he's a benteira, even when he doesn't have his hefta jacket, even when he doesn't have his tzitzis. Kikdoi shimatem. Famous Aristo was one of the most chashuv philosophy people. So they saw him once eating. He was eating like an animal. Everything. Asked him, Aristo, you're the smartest. The Rambam says, it's a call to a novi. You're so smart. You're eating like an animal. He said, now I'm eating. Now I'm not Aristo. Be'yid nishtar zazach. Re'u ploy nishlo matoiro. Mano idrocho mametukon imaiso. Re'u ploy nishlo matoiro. When he walks in the street, whenever we see him masking the bismedrash 15 hours, we say, Re'u ploy nishalom ha-teire. When he's walking in the street, we could say, Re'u ploy nishalom ha-teire, manoim drocho, mametukon imaiso. So, mele, this is so especially koyanim. I would think the koyanim, that they were kilu, me'ein, a koymer, me'ein, a galach. The koyanim would say, okay, but we need at least that people will know that we're the koyanim. So the pasuk says, "Name, kedoshim yule leikayim, leisretu sota." They're not allowed to make a srit. It's a pshat in the pasuk, I want to go weiter. It's a very important thing. I think it's kedai to know it. It's maybe a shtikel amodas advarim b'tzuras ha-toyra k'doisha. We have in the Teire three parshas of Moyadim. Parshas Emor, in Pesach you see it, if you go to Shul, Chol HaMoed, the Kriyas, really, we bring the three times in the Teire that are mentioned in Moyadim. The first Parshas Moyadim is in Parshas Emor, Eile Moyade Hashem, Asher Tikro Isom B'Moyado. Eile Moyade Hashem, Asher Tikro Isom B'Moyado. And the last is, Vaidab Moishes Moyade Hashem El B'nei Yisroel. The Kiddush by day, we bring these two psukim. We bring the first pasuk of the parsha, Eile Moyade Hashem Mikro Yekodesh Asher Tikro Isom B'Moyado. And Vaidab Moishes Moyade Hashem El B'nei Yisroel. And Shabbos is here, everything is here. This is called Parshas HaMoyadim. Parshas HaMoyadim repeats himself in Parshas Pinchas. This will be Parshas Emor. In Parshas Pinchas, the Pasuk repeats himself. V'edaber Hashem tzavet v'Yisrael v'amadam korbani lachmi l'ishai reach merechid ishmeru li yagril li b'moyadoi. Shtei kvosim tmimim ביום השבת ובראש חודשיכם ובחודש הראשון בארבע עשור ובימי הביקורים ובחודש השביעי. This is called Parshas Amoyades and Parshas Pinchas. Then we have Parshas Amoyades. In Chumash Dvorim and Parshas Rei. Shmores Chodesh Aviv, Zavach to Pesach, Liro Lecho Chometz, Shalosh Pamim Bashano, Yiroe Ko Zchuchas, Bnei Hashem Olekecho, Kasher Yivcho B'Chag HaMatzis, B'Chag HaShukvus, B'Chag HaSukkos. Only three regalim are mentioned here. So again, Parshas Emor is Parshas HaMoyadois, Parshas Pinchos is Parshas HaMoyadois, and Parshas Re'ei. These are the three times that the Yom Tovs are mentioned in the Torah. It's a person to know the Seder HaDvarim. The difference is, Parshas Emor, everything is there. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, everything is in. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Pinchas, everything is there. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Parshas Re'ei is, Samach Tov Chagech, Rosh Chodesh, Regolim Bashanah, Nochigli. These are the three Parshas HaMoyadis. In the second, we'll speak a little bit more about these three Parshas HaMoyadis. So, Asab Rebbe Liboruch, a Givaldi Givald, and his Poshet. When we daven in the Tefillah, if you realize, we mention three times the Yontif. This is what you only could say in Parshas Emor and the Iber Yod, but it's after Pesach, but people remember the order. If you remember, in Musaf, and Chalamoyot and Yontif, you know, they have those little lines that you can see Pesach Shavuos, right? If you see, it comes two times. It's mentioned a separate Yontif. In the morning it's Galav Yom, it's something else, yeah? But it's mentioned two times. And the third time, V'aseinu Hashem v'lekin yizbikas menadecho, ואביינו לציוניך ברינו ירושלים בסון עזר בחג חג בחג הסוכס בחג מס בחג השבועס ולא איש כברכז השבוע על השם לקרו. And the third time in the ואסיינו we don't mention the separate yontif, and the first two times we mentioned the separate yontif before the korbonus and after בחרטון השם הבתית אינו לא השם לקינו באהבו סיימא חג המצס הזה חג השבועס הזה חג הסוכס חג השמיני הצרס השמיני הצרס חג הצרס הזה, yeah? And the same thing, and the third time, V'asiyenu, we don't. So Rabbi Baruch says, Be'etzem, the three times that it's mentioned in davening are the three times that we have it. The first time is the Parshas Samoyadim and Parshas Emor. Every Yontev gets a separate mentioning. The second time is Parshas Pinchos. Every Yontev gets a separate mentioning. And the third time is Vasienu, Hashem Elokeinu, is connected Parshas Re'ei, that in Parshas Re'ei, the Torah really finishes in the end and puts everything together. Shalosh ben bashanay rekosrucha Hashem Elokecho, b'chag ha-matzis, b'chag ha-shivuos, b'chag ha-sukos, Hashem puts, be happy in all of the three. The Torah doesn't separate them. In the beginning it separates them. Now, in our Yom Tevs, in Parshas Emor, is no word, chutzim elem o'yade Hashem, every Yom Tev together. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The second time, every Yontif gets a separate mention. And davening, it also gets separate. And the third time, it's Sholish Ba'amim Bashanah, Yerah Kutzchucho, Ba'makim HaSharif HaRashem, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. So we mention in Tefillah, we also say all of the three together. This is the order Be'etzem of the three times. And not only that, in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we mention also in Musaf twice, but in the end we don't mention Rosh Hashanah. Only in the Bracha, we don't mention Rosh Hashanah in the end. Because the third time taking the Pasuk is not mentioned Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is taking not mentioned. This is Be'etzem, the Tzuras HaTfilah, the Tzura of the Tfilah that we have. I think it's Pashut. I want to be Mamshik. There's a Rashi in our Parsha that is Nogea, and we'll see it's also Mamash Nogea also to the point we're learning, so this is what I wanted to mention. It says in Chag HaShavuos, Sfarta lochem mochas ha-shabes mi-avichem es eimer ha-tnuf ha-shem ha-shabos es tmimois ve-ikravtem al ha-lechem shivas kvosim tmimim par ben bokor echod ve-ayl shnayim ve-asisem seir izim echod lechatos. It's in Perek Chof Gimel Posek Yutes, Sir Shabbos, Ve'asisem Seir Izim Echod Lechatos. Rashi says, Yochol Shivas HaKvosim Ve'asoyer Amurim Kan, Em Zayin HaKvosim Ve'asir Amurim B'chumash HaPkudim, כשאתה מגיע לציפורים, ואילו למוסוף. Rashi says, it says Vasisim Seir Izim Echod Lechatos. And Parshas Pilchos, it says again that in Shavuos you have a Seir Izim. Rashi says it's two separate korbanos. There's one set of korbanos of Shavuos that is in Parshas Emor, and in Parshas Pilchos is a second set. Ubiyim Abikurim Seir Izim Echod Lechaper Aleichem. It's a two separate sets. Till here, it's only Rashi on the parasha. Chazal brings down the Daskeni Balatesis brings down in Parshas Pinchos. I'm calling the pasuk Seir Izim Echod Lechaper Aleichem. By us, we have Seir Izim Echod, and in Parshas Pinchos, we have Seir Izim Echod. By us, it says Perikhov Gimel. Pasuk Yutes, Vasisem Seir Izim Echod Lechatos. Parshas Pinchos, Seir Izim Echod. And doesn't say Lechatos. Zog the Daskenim, it's two korbanos. Why it doesn't say Lechatos in Parshas Pinchos? Shekeivon Shekiblu es Ateire, a person that is Omel Beteire, Hashem forgives him all of the Averis. And the question is, so why by us it says Lechatos? Zog the Daskenim, it's two separate korbanos. So what? Zog there is two dinim. Parshas Emor, if you read the pasuk, is Ve'ikravtem al alechem. It's not because it's Yontev of Shavuos. It's because Shnei alechem, you bring the korbanos. Masha'inkin and Parshas Pinchos. It's the Yontif of Shavuos. The Yontif of Shavuos is Mechaper and Bechet. So you bring the Soir, but you don't call him Chatos. And this is a famous Teire. I think it's one of the Yeshivish Teire, but it's very Mikubal, this Teire, that is two Seirim, is two Korbanos, and Shvuas, is two Dinim. Is Shvuas al Alechem, and is Shvuas al Yontif. Loshen HaRambam, when the Rambam brings down the Korbanos, ביום החמישים, חג השבועס, והוא יום הצרס. ביום זה מקריב ממוסף, שני פורים בשיב הקבוסים, וסעיר חטוס, ואלו האמורים בפרש הספקודים, וזה מוסף היום. עוד מביאים יסר על המוסף, מיכו חדוש ושתי הלחם, ומקריבים על הלחם, שני אלים וכפיש הקבוסים, וסעיר חטוס. ושני חבוסים וזה מחשלומים אלו הקורבנס האמורס בפרשס ויקרא so it's חג השבועס and חג העצרס one of them is שבועס and is a set double set of קורבנס we have a קורבנס in פרשס אמר and in פרשס פינחס it's not the same קורבנס one comes for שבועס and one comes for the שתי הלכת And b'maimer ha'musgal, I think every bacher has to know that. As one of the things, if you look, if you remember, and you'll check it up in Shavuos, is two nuschos how you say milvad ulasa tomid v'nisko v'sair lechaper u'shnei svidim kilchosom. There's a little star. Nusach acher and Shavuos milvad ulasa chatov ulasa tomid v'nisko u'shnei seirim lechaper. Because in Shavuos really is Shnei Seirim. So the Daskeni brings down like this. Lama betfilas Moshev shechag Shavuos maskirim rak Seir Chatos Echo velo ya Seir HaSheini. The bottom we bring down, some Nuscho is Taka Sei Tu. Shein maskirim rak Seir HaChatos shebo mitzad Musaf Ayoyim. We're not mentioning the Korbonos of Shtei Alechem. We're mentioning all the Korbonos of Shavuos. So what is important to know that Be'etzem and Shavuos is two sets of Korbanos. One at Parshas Emor and one at Parshas Pinchas. And some say that when we say in the davening, we mention, U'milvad, Oilas Atomim, Shnei Seirim Lechaper, because we're speaking about both. And some Nuschoi say, we only mention the Korbanos of the Yoyim, not the Korbanos of Shtei Alechem. And this is Be'etzem, if you see the order of Parshas Emor, it's like a difference. Parshas Emor is Shtei Alechem and Parshas Pinchas is the Korbanos Hayoyim. Why I'm saying it? You'll see when you Shabbos, when you read the Parsha, in Parshas Emor, everything goes through. The Korban Hayoyim is there. Ve'lekachtem lochem, we might mention in Shir, Dalet Minim are there. All of the mitzvahs that you do, Shtei Alechem is there. Mashenken in Parshas Pinchas, it's only the Korbanos of the Yontif. It's no Oimer. It's no Dalet Minim. No Shaychas. Our Parshas and Parshas Emor is what happens in the Yontif. Shtei Alechem. So these are taken two different Parshas. This is taken two different Parshas. It says in the end of the Parsha, ויצא בן איש ישראליס והוא בן איש מצרי בתייך בני ישראל וינוצו במחנה בן הישראליס ואיש הישראליס ויקוי בן האיש הישראליס אז השם ויקלב חזר סי ויצא בן איש ישראליס והוא בן איש מצרי בתייך בני ישראל וינוצו במחנה ויקוי בן האיש הישראלי זה השם ויקר so it says ויצא בן איש הישראלי חזר say מהיכון יוצא what is ויצא? ויצא בן איש הישראלי חזר say ויצא Yotzo mi beizdinoi shel Moshe Chayev. What happened? Chazal say like this. His mother was Jewish, but his father was a Mitzri. He wanted a park and to sit with Shevet Dan. They told him, you go to feed the father. They kicked him out. Rav Shach says, Alamol, why they kicked him out? Why they were so mean? Shach said, he doesn't have a place. Lemaisi, he's a homeless, the guy, Lemaisi. And he doesn't have a shade. So Mistava was a place for all the homeless, you know, like all the gay Mistava. But he, you know, he didn't feel that he's such another yachs. You know what? To fight with him, you know, explain to him, a guy doesn't have where to sit. I don't know where this is. Be nice. So every beginning of his mind, Shach would give a shmooze. Person has to let a new bacher comes, give him a seat. Give him a place. Tell him, sit in for a week. And he says, no, be nice to him. His vice days, they knew that he's a bad person. Like we see in the second day, he was a bad person. He was Mikala, yeah? And they were scared that he would spoil the whole Sheva Dan. How careful you have to be not to be the deer with bad people. Even if you pay money, you come to the deer, and there's one guy that has even a half an eye phone, yeah? You leave the deer. You leave the deer. Or you kick him out. Better. Don't be bad for him. It's for them to be homeless. Just push the door and take him out. Aye, you feel bad? No. This is what Klal Yisrael did. One guy could spoil the whole Sheva Dan. One guy could spoil the whole Sheva Dan. No one stuck up for him. What happened? No one stuck up for him. They kicked him out. A bad guy in this place is not here. Whether you leave, whether he leaves. Not even for a day. It's Isu Yichud with such a guy. Maybe you see this guy in 2 years he'll be a choshev bacher. It could be. It's not a stile. But you see people that the answer is pashut. It's derech aliyah, derech yerida. He never slowly is growing. When you're holding better, it just pulls you down. So don't ask the question. I know some guys that, you know, the first that is shiva. Yeah, the guy that is growing will go. But you're a good yeshiva bacher and you're exposed to these things, it pulls you down. Anyway, they kicked him out. Vayetz, vayikre v'sashem vayikal. Chot v'rosh Hashiv Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal. Chazal told us how it happened. He lost in Beis Din. He wanted to be with Sheva Dan. He wanted to be with the good people, but he lost. When a person gets a clap, he could lose everything. I'll explain first with a marshal. Person takes a glass cup. It could be on the table. You take the glass cup and put it on the floor. Nothing happens. What if you tap it off the table? It smashes. So to be on the floor, it's not so bad. People could manage on the floor. But when you fall from the table to the floor, you smash. A person has to be scared and look after himself not to get a clap. We say to patent the clap. You feel things are not going? Nothing happened. It'll be okay. Take a break a second. Go speak to a friend of mine. Give me chizuk. Speak to my rabbi. Speak to my mashgiach. And I'll go weiter. Chaim Shlomo says a famous pasuk. Shaul HaMelech goes to kill the Amalekim. He fails. He leaves Agag. He leaves some animals. And he speaks to himself that it's not so bad. The korbanos they took for Vimakriv to Hashem. Shmuel comes and tells him, nay, Mako and Hashem. He said, no, they want it. He said, no, Hashem said you're not good. Back and forth. Chotosik yoreisi yasom. You're right. I look into it. I did a mistake. Hashem melech. Over, Shaul, you're not a king anymore. Shmuel goes away. Shaul pulls his jacket. Kol Hashem mamlach techo. Shaul turns over to him. Please come with me. Kabdeni no neged ha'am. Come with me to give a Shaul. Heaven is waiting for me. March back from the war. Please, the Navi, the God of Ador, come with me. And Shmuel comes with him. So the Chaya Shmulevitz. Shaul HaMelech, Chazal say, Ben Shono B'molchoi. Beloichet. Shaul HaMelech was like a teenage beloichet. Never to get the psukim wrong. Shmuel is Navi Hashem. We're not speaking in 2014. Shaul turns to Shmuel, but you know, it'll look good if you come with me. Shmuel will tell him, Shaul, your baby? It will look good. What do you want? Dimyanis of Kavod? What? Shaul, Tchir Hashem. The guy, Tchir Hashem. Not my Rebbe thinks that I'm special, or Shishiva thinks my top. Hashem picked Shaul HaMelech, yeah? He's number one. He had one chet. Chazal called it Beleichet. So the Chayim Shmuel Levi, he told Shmuel, you're right. But now I lost to be a king. It's a clap. If you will not stand near me, and people will tell me, you lost, I could turn Chas V'Shalom to become a result. I could do a wrong thing. Stand near me. Pat in my fall. Hold it. Soft it. But nothing will happen to me. Put some pillows, put some cushions under me. It's not a chisol. It's not a bizoy. The Yitzhar sometimes tell a person, you're a baby, don't do it, don't. Don't pretend. Suffer, no. Chazal say, how chet ha'egel came? So maher min ha'derech. They were so high, we don't know where his Moshe, they got all mixed up, egel. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't do egel. We're not up the mountain. We're under the mountain. So do egel, but then you should answer them, yeah? Doir Deir, they see the Ribbono Shel Olam, they saw Matan Teira, he wants to be with the Shvatim, Vayikoy Ves Hashem Vayikalel. You know what it means? Chazal learned it means Yake Yoisi Es Yoisi. We're not allowed to say. The klal is, it's a stupid klal even. Yake Yoisi Es Yoisi. Yeah. Not allowed to mention the way you say it. Yeah? But that Yoisi will hit Yoisi. He'd be mad to do such a klala. He was so angry. He lost himself. He lost and based him, yes. If a person knows the weakness of a person, if a person understands the weakness of a person, not to let yourself to fall. The way is up. You will grow. The Yitzhar Hore sometimes, so what happens? He can't take you, he's allowed to put you on the floor. On the floor is a lot of good cups that are worth a lot of money. The Yitzhar Hore can't take you under the floor. But he has a koyach, he puts you on the table and drops you to the floor. Puts you on the table, and like this he makes you to lose it. Sometimes I see a bocher very matzliach, I know too good. How much he's learning? I can't do it. I know it's the Yitzhar Hore. Because it's all what makes it to be the best bocher for 2 days. He gives him like 2 festikashas. He's tomorrow making to put him back to his old proportion. The guy will be so depressed and then he will leave everything. So right away I come with pillows near. Sometimes the Yitzhar doesn't have a koyach to close your gemara. You have to know that. He can't stop no one. I went to visit Rebarya, there was a Shiva Rebarya Finkel. Sukkos. Came into his house. It's older. I said, "Vi machdo Rosh Hashiva." Told me, "Hachi tov sheyachol liyot, the best that could be." Oh Hashem, you know, I know you're weak. "Vi machdo Rosh Hashiva, hachi tov sheyachol liyot." So what happened? Mamash, everything became good. Baruch Hashem, you know. He said, "If could have been better, Hashem would make it better." So it's the best that could be. If could have been better, Hashem would make it better. This is Arya Said. This is Arya Said in Emunah. I want to finish with a vault. So one of the parts of Samaya that it says, "Lekachtu lechem b'yom rishon pri etzado." I saw Adam chasid shel sforim. Reb Michal Mizalit. He was very makbid on buying dalad minim. He was very poor, he was unimogul, he didn't have a penny to his name. But dalad minim, he would collect money all of his year to put the dalad minim Like it's one of, just to give you an example, one of the years they say he went to buy the Dalet Minim, and in the way he saw an old man crying, he asked him what happened. He said, the only parnasa that I had a horse with a wagon, and I would take people and messages, and my horse died, and I don't have a parnasa. So he gave him the money to buy a horse. Came back home, his wife asked him, where's the esrog? He said, I helped the guy. He said, it's what to do with the esrog. He said, you know, I could bench on someone else's. He said, well, what will be, everyone will have a nice esrog, what will be? He said, everyone will bench on an esrog this year, I will bench on a horse. This was a michl. So one of the famous maises, they say, one year he didn't have normal money. It was normal money, but he had to buy his esrog. He had a tefillin that he yashin from his father. Magid was rich. It's very chashuv tefillin. He sold the tefillin to buy the esrog. So he came back home with a beautiful esrog. His rebbe asked him, "Where you got this esrog this year? This year I knew there's no money in the house anymore." He said, "I sold the tefillin to my father." She said, "What? We don't have what to eat. You sold the tefillin, you bought the esrog." She took the esrog, she bit in the pitam, and she threw it on the floor. So he said, "Rebbeinu Shel Olam, tefillin I don't have, esrog I don't have. You want me to be angry now? You tell her I'm not getting angry." So he said that by night his father came to him in the dream and he told him, "Michal, when you sold the tefillin to buy the esrog, was a big rash in the shemayim. Wow. But when you didn't get angry, all the malachim already were dancing. When you managed to control yourself, then the malachim were dancing. Then the malachim will dance." So two things a person has to take to himself. First, take it. A person has to hold himself. We speak holding in the mass sphere. Shloi nagu kovet zeh bezeh. A person has to know that anogev benodom lachaveiroi. I heard once, going back to the vodah we said before, vayetze ben isha yisraelis vayekalel. But you know, one thing happened in between. Vayetze ben isha Yisraelis v'hu ben ish Mitzri v'yonutzu b'toy chamach. When you fight, when you're not nice to the other person, then you lose yourself. Sure, we spoke in every ruchni is not to get a clap. Especially when ben adam l'chaveiroi, a person sometimes doesn't hold himself. And when you come, people promise you a dira and it's not the same. Promise you a chavrusa and it's not the same. Told you he will take you to side. You know? And these are the days, Shnei Nagu Kovet Zeh B'Zeh, if a person is mischazek and he holds himself, it's Mezes Hashem, we'll have the Siyat HaMishpah.